let's get to all the other news this morning. And leading the news, a Climate Council report has found heat waves in Australia are becoming more frequent, hotter and are lasting longer. It says some parts of the country experienced an average increase of 1 to 3 heat wave days over the last 60 days. Total fire bans remain in place across Victoria and South Australia as they face another day of soaring temperatures. Scores of fires are still burning in both states. Adelaide is facing a near record temperature of 46 degrees with 44 degrees in Melbourne. Investigators are trying to work out why a piece of track pierced a Sydney train, causing it to derail. 700 people were on the train when it came off the tracks near Edgecliff Station in the city's east just before 6 o'clock last night. No one was injured in the accident. Police in India are investigating the alleged gang rape of a Danish tourist in the capital, New Delhi. Police say the 51-year-old woman was attacked after she became lost near her hotel in a popular tourist area. The woman has now left the country. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says more than 9 million people in Syria are in urgent need of humanitarian aid. That's half the war-torn country's population. He was speaking at a donor conference in Kuwait where the UN is trying to raise $6.5 billion to deal with the crisis.